Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf Gimel, and we are into discussions of Kriyas HaMegillah, and yesterday we had our discussion of Tainus Esther, and the only remez in Shas for Tainus Esther is on yesterday's daf, Megillah Daf Beis, and today we have Megillah Daf Gimel. We talk about the amazing line, the surprising line that the Gemara tells us on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, relating to the importance of Mikra Megillah, the Gemara says, Kohanim and Leviim are Mevatel Avodasan Uban Lishma Mikra Megillah. That's not today's topic, but that's an important Lashon, but you already see the Lashon there, that we're Mevatel Avoda. Kohanim and Leviim are Mevatel Avoda in the base of Migdash to come here Mikra Megillah. So already the Rishonim ask on that line, Bittel Avoda, meaning instead of doing the Avoda, you could do the Mikra Megillah. Tosfos already jumps on the Gemara. What do you mean Mevatlin? So do it after you read the Megillah. What do you mean Mevatel to nullify? So Tosfos says, you're right. It just means that if you're going to do it later, it's called a Bittel. Right? That's the Tosfos. So the Ritva says, what if there's only 5 minutes left to the day? You didn't do the Avodah yet. So it could really be Mevatelin. So that's one Lashon of Bittel. We're going to focus on the next line of the Gemara, and that is, Mikan Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe, Shemevatelin Talmud Torah, Uboyan Lishma Mikra Megillah. We're Mevatel Torah in order to go hear the Megillah. Kal v'chomer mi avoda. A kal v'chomer from avoda. From the avoda. Why? Uma avoda, which we just said. Shehi chamura mevatlina. An avoda of the karbanos is very stringent, is very serious, and yet we push it off to do mikra megillah. Whatever that means, Tosfos and the Ritva, as I just mentioned, Talmud Torah lo kol shekein. So surely Talmud Torah. Avoda, which is chamura, were mevatel. So Talmud Torah surely should be mevutal. The Gemara assumes that avoda is more important than Talmud Torah. That's what the Gemara goes into then. Is Avoda Chomer from Talmud Torah? What about Yeshua Ben Nun? And you see from there that Talmud Torah is more serious, is more Chomer. So we say, no, that means Talmud Torah the Rabbi, Talmud Torah the Yachin. Okay. But either way, the Gemara here uses the Lashon and Mevatlin. That's what our topic today is going to be. It's called Bittel Torah to stop learning to go read Mikra Megillah. That's Bittel Torah. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? I thought Bittel Torah was schmoozing about the weather and what I'm supposed to be learning and doing other things. And, you know, the Gemara talks about it at the beginning of Pesachos Brachos, right? If you don't know what the Tzaras are coming for, Yitzlam and Bittel Torah. We know what Bittel Torah. We all know, Rachmanel, it's not too well what Bittel Torah is, right? So, Mikra Megillah goes on our Bittel Torah chart upstairs in Shemayim. Mevatlin Talmud Torah Mebnei Mikra Megillah. How is that possible? Are you going to say that by every mitzvah? Mevatlin Talmud Torah Mipnei Netilas Lulav. Okay, then I can even understand. You could say, it's Bittel Torah, but it's what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants you to shake a lulav, so you know you have to be Mevatel Torah. But that's an understandable Bittel Torah. Mevatlin Talmud Torah for any mitzvah. Mevatlin Talmud Torah for the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, Lagid Kriyashma. Same kind of problem. What's the problem? Isn't Mikra Megillah a form of Talmud Torah? It's part of Tanakh. It's part of Kisvei HaKodesh. So why would the Gemara formulate it as Mevatlin? Bittel Torah. It's not Bittel Torah, is it? Right? Bittel Torah is Bittel Torah. So there are different levels. There's Mamish Bittel Torah, and then there's Bittel Torah to do mitzvos, which would also be difficult to formulate as Bittel Torah. But you could understand that it's a Bittel Torah that you're supposed to do, that you're allowed to do. Be Mevatel Torah to go visit the sick. Be Mevatel Torah to shake a lulav, to do other mitzvahs. But be Mevatel Torah to Mikra Megillah or to say Kriyashma, right? Why is that called Bittel Torah? That's the today's shir. Five suggestions. Number one, they quoted the name of the Maharal Diskin. Maharal Diskin. That later on, we're going to have Bez Hashem Adaf Yud Ches. Adaf Yud Ches Van Aleph. The Gemara, as we know, is going to darshan almost every phrase in the Megillah. We'll have to talk about that as we get there. But there are a couple of phrases that we don't know what they mean. A couple of words in the Megillah that we don't know what the words mean. The Gemara says, this says comments on the Mishnah. Valoi sheshama ashuris yatsa. If somebody hears an ashuris, you're yotzei. If somebody hears the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, even if they don't understand it, they're yotzei. If I don't understand some of the Megillah. Says the Gemara, v'halo yada mai kamri. But I don't know what they're saying, so why am I yotzei? So the Gemara answers, Midi dahavi anashim amei ha'aretz. What, there are people that are not literate, that don't understand what you're going to say, they're not yotzei the Megillah? They're yotzei even though they don't understand it. Says the Gemara, Maskev la Ravina, Atu anan ha'achash teranim b'nei haramachim miyadinan. Well, we have any idea what those words mean? What's achash teranim? What does that mean? Says the Gemara, I don't know. That's one of those words in the Megillah. I don't know, some type of officers in the Shushan, but we don't know. Ela mitzvahs kriya persumei nisa. But what must you say? Even if you don't understand it, there's a mitzvah of kriyas Megillah and persumei nisa. Rashi there, Yudches, Avo b'ishen yodin, masha shomin, even though we don't know, sholet es ha-shomin v'omer, mahi ha-kriya hazu, ve'echai ha-nesu, modin lahem. These words, though, will still be a catalyst and a motivator to talk about the Nes and talk about the story. What are those? Oh, what are we talking about? Oh, it's the Nes and Haman and Hester HaShveirosh. So it's still going to lead to Persume Nisa. So Hachanami Mitzvahs Kriya U'Persume Nisa. So too, there's an idea. But says the Maharal Diskin, during the few seconds that we say those words, we have no idea what it means. So you're going to say, that's Talmud Torah. So maybe the rest of the Megillah is Talmud Torah, but for those few seconds, you're not learning Torah because you don't know what those words mean. So that's what it means that we're Mevatel Torah for those seconds, Uban Lishma Mikra Megillah. The assumption of that suggestion, first of all, it's very mechudash to say that's what the Gemara means for those few seconds. That's what the Gemara means by Mikra, by Mevatel Talmud Torah, number one. Number two, the other two assumptions of this suggestion is that is every second of Torah a separate mitzvah? Right? Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah, the Maharal Diskin is saying that, oh, for those few seconds. You might say, I'm learning Torah for 2 hours. So for those few seconds? So that's the Shnos Elio that we've quoted in other Shirim. Beautiful Shnos Elio, the beginning of Peah, where the Mishnah says there, we say it every morning, Elu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shiur, and Elu Dvarim She'od Democha Perasim B'Lam Hazeh, V'Kei Kemes Olam Haba, that what makes, and Talmud Torah connected Kulam. Talmud Torah is k'neged all the other mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah says at the beginning of Peah. So why is that? What do you mean Talmud Torah k'neged kulam? So says the Gra. V'nasnu atana hada'in l'Talmud Torah shir l'mata l'horos. Shetzarech ha'adam ma'od ma'od l'chabe v'satorah. A person has to love the Torah. D'bechol teva v'teva shalamad ba hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Says the Gra, every word that we learn in Torah is a separate mitzvah. You know, some ask, where does he get this from? How do you know every word? Maybe every syllable. Why is it split up by words? Maybe every sentence. Maybe every millisecond. Maybe every... So the Gra says every teva. Maybe he just says that every word. V'haraya sheyotzi b'teva achas mitzvahs limana Torah. Shehishkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. One word you're yotzi talmud Torah. V'aklal bazeh she'ein mevatlan talmud Torah. Afilu l'mitzvah im yichol le'hel sasei de'achirim. And you don't stop learning even for a mitzvah if it can be done by others. V'aseichel mechayev bazeh. And therefore the seichel is mechayev that talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Why? V'b'nei she'kol teva v'teva b'fnei atzma hi mitzvah gedola hi v'yishkula k'neged kulam. Right? Every mitzvah is its own independent achievement. Im kein. K'shalomid l'mashal daf echad mekayim kama meos mitzvos. If I learn one page, I've done hundreds of mitzvos. Thousands of mitzvos. If I go to a shiur and I listen for 20 minutes, it's thousands and maybe even millions of mitzvos. V'yim kein bevada yoser tov l'kayim mitzvah achas, mea mitzvos be mitzvah achas. Right? It's better to do 100 mitzvos than to one mitzvah. That's what the Gra says, that Talmud Torah is connected kulam, because you get so many mitzvos, even though if I go do Bikur Cholim for 2 hours, that's one mitzvah. When it comes to Talmud Torah, it is many mitzvahs. So that's the Maharal Diskin seems to be going with that assumption. Number one, that every second is another mitzvah, and that's why these few seconds, when I say haramachim, ha'achashtaran b'nei haramachim, you know, that would be losing out on the mitzvah. Number one. But the other assumption, which also is not so, this one is not so passionate, and that is there no mitzvah of Talmud Torah when there's no havana, when there's no understanding? Right. This we had a whole lumdish year about this. If you look back in the archives, Beis Adaf Chavdalen, right? That what is the ingredient of understanding? What if I don't learn? What if I don't understand? I go to a shiur and I have no idea what's flying. Do I get Talmud Torah for that? Is that Bittul Torah? Okay, maybe it's not Bittul Torah. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. I'm not being Mevatel Torah because I'm in a shiur, but I have no idea what's going on. So maybe I don't get the Bittul Torah. Is this kind of like neutral ground? Or no? No, I get credit. I'm doing my best. Doing my best. So who talks about this? This is the discussion of the Achronim. The Shulchan Aruch says that we should say Ezeo Makoman every morning. Right? This is an unknown Shulchan Aruch. Right? Some say, some joke around like these kind of things. Maybe if this would have been a Yesh Lahachmir in the Mishnah Brura, you know, it would have had more mazel, you know, for people to say Karbanos. But it's in the Shulchan Aruch, so what could you do? But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says that we should say Karbanos every morning. Rabbi Yonah in Bracha says it's a mitzvah daraisa. Perak ezehu makoman ubraisa de Rabbi Shmuel. Kadesh yiska kaladim luma b'chol yom mikra mishnu gemara ubraisa de Rabbi Shmuel. But we say ezehu makoman in the morning. Some say also it's the only perak in Shas without a machlokas. Only Perak of Mishnayis and Shas without a machlokas, so it's a nice Perak to say. Not only that, it's Karbanos. But the Magen Avraham says on that Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun, in Arachayim, you only get credit for learning if to say Ezeo Makomen and Rabbi Shmuel is if you understand what you're saying. V'nire lomo dafka bezmanahem she'im mevinim lashem targum, aval achshav she'in mevim tzrichim lomo lahavin dim lokein eno nechshav limud. That's the language of the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Ilchus Tabat Torah is not so convinced of that. He says maybe there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav, where we would get credit for learning even without understanding, because that's just inherently from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'asheiki, Torah Shebal Peh, maybe that requires understanding. Ba'med v'amurim b'Torah Shebichsav, o'm Torah Shebal Peh, me'inu me'vin, apirish, inu nechshav limuklal. V'yafal pikein, yesh l'adam l'asok b'chol ha'Torah, gam v'adarab she'lo yuchal l'havin. But he says it's a good idea to learn things even though you don't understand it, because Lasa Lavo, after 120, we're going to be in Shemayim, we're going to want to go to all the Shiurim. Whatever Sefer we opened in life, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, we'll be able to go into that Shiur. Even if we don't understand it in life, we're at least opened. No, there'll be a Shiur on Gemara. If I never opened up a Gemara, I'm not going to be able to go to that Shiur. If I open, if I'm Shayach to that Limud, then I'll be able to go to that Shiur, and I'll understand it then, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Because I'm not going to have the limits of finitude of just being in a body. So if I try it in this world, so then I'll get it in the next world, because my limits won't be there, and everything will just fall into place, into the brain. But either way, it's listen to that shiur again. We have to review it. Beit Zachav Dalet, so it's not so simple that there's no kiyum of Talmud Torah by lack of avada. But that is number one. So why does the Gemara call it Mevatlin? That's not the Iker answer we want to talk about. Why does the Gemara call it a Bittul Torah? Because for those few seconds. A second idea Rasha Weiss suggests in one of his writings, both in Vayikra, in Simen Samach Dalet, in Bechukosai, he also has a little sefer called on Tabat Torah. He says, well, maybe to Megillah you're going to have to go to shul, you're going to have to get a Megillah, you're going to have to set up, you're going to have to get the shul quiet. There's going to be a lot of moments that you're not going to be learning before you start laning. So fine, when you're laning the Megillah, that's Talmud Torah. But before and after and during the Hamans, you know, is that Talmud Torah? Maybe that's what's being referred to. Okay, number two. But number three, the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim is the one who's discussed. The Beis Ephraim is Ephraim Zalman Margolius, the Rav in Broid. He was the brother of the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch. But the Rav Ephraim Margolius, he was the author of the Mata Ephraim, the Shari Ephraim on various areas of Shulchan Aruch, on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, on Hilchos Yamin Aram. He was Nifter in 1828. So he has a huge chiddush here in Arachayim and Simen Samaches. He says, you know, it is Bittul Torah. It is Bittul Torah to lay the Megillah? It's Bittul Torah that you're supposed to do. But it's Bittul Torah. Why is it Bittul Torah? When Chazal enacted that included Megillas Esther in Tanakh and said that we should read it, it's not like other Sfarim in Tanakh, says the Beis Ephraim. That other Sfarim Tanakh are given over to learn. Megillas Esther is given over to read in public. That's his chiddush. Ein tzivui lekosva kadei lomon mitocha kamonavim uksuvim. Rach mishum mitzvahs kriya. Shekach tiknu api ruach kacham. Likrosa mitocha ksav. The mitzvah is to read it. To read it. Right? This is the only Megillah there's a chiyuv. Right? Eicha and Koheles. All those are nice menhagim to read. But it's not Megillas Esther. When we call makom kishakorin ba, ein ba rach mishum kia mitzvahs kriya. Shakriya eino kedei lehislamed. The kriya is not to understand it. Rach laman yisaper lebeneim dar achron. Asher higdol Hashem lasos imanu upirsim takma shalneis. Ve'eino domil shar neviim uksuvim. Shenem ruberuach hakodesh umasrum la'am Hashem b'toras divrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah. Lo mo behem. It's not like the other books of the Tanakh. We're going to talk about later, by the Hashem, in this Pesachta, the difference between Megillas Esther and others. There are differences. right? It's Nikrei Sigeres and Nikrei Sefer, as the Gemara is going to say later on. You could have pictures in the Megillah, like many Megillahs have crayons on top. You can't have any pictures in the Torah, right? You can't. There are differences. But he's saying it's not given to learn. It's just given to read. And then he even says, if I study Megillah Esther during the rest of the year, it's not the same as studying the other Sfarim of Nach. That's unbelievable. Right? All the Achronim jump on this base of Ephraim. The Avnei Nezer says, I can't even believe he ever said it. I can't believe that one of the Gdoli Adar, the base of Ephraim, ever said such a comment. It's not, if you learn Megillas Esther, it's not called learning. Where does he get this from? The language of the Gemara. Mevatlin Talmud Torah. Right? It's just like Lulav. According to him, Megillas Esther is like Lulav and Shofar, where you have to stop learning to do these mitzvahs. So this is also a mitzvah to do. But the Avnei Nezer cannot fathom it. V'guf ha-dvarim, tof kuf yud zayin. Shekazav she'beis Ephraim, lo a'amin, she'yatsu dvarav elu mepi oso atzadik. I don't believe it came out of his mouth. Shalo yikayim Talmud Torah be'limun Megillah. He says, more than any other book in Tanakh, the Gemara that we're going to have later on in this parak is going to darshan every single pasuk in the Megillah. What do we learn from it? If it's just a mitzvah of Kriya and not to learn it, then all those dafim don't make sense. V'yim kein b'chinam tarchu chazal ba'alei ha-shasu ha-medrash she-persu kol devir Megillah v'darshu b'drashos ulefi dvarav kol yigiyam larik chas v'shalom. All of their hard work was for nothing. What are they doing all the drashas for? Even if you don't know what it means. Torah, says the Avnei Nezer. It's Sifrei HaKodesh. Right, he's alluding to Rashi and Kisisa. Rashi says that a Kabbal Chacham is be a Baki b'Chavdal Sfarim of Tanach, and therefore our Kohen Megillah Ksuvim Ksuvim B'Tzibur Lo Yatz V'Chulud. He talks about it, and therefore Chas V'Shalom that this was it's not a sefer of Limud. One could say this idea a little less extreme, and maybe that's what he means. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like he says if you learn this Megillah Esther the rest of the year, it's not the same as learning the other Sfarim. That's a very extreme formulation. But the Brisker Rav, in his Kutras on Purim, has a little less extreme formulation. And that is, of course, it's Talmud Torah. Of course, it's a Sefer of Tanakh, and if you learn it, it's Talmud Torah. But when we read it in Shul on Purim, that's not Talmud Torah. Of course, it is Talmud Torah. When we learn it, then when we study it, then we should study it as part of Kisvei HaKodesh. But when we learn it in Shul, when we learn it in Shul, that's not Talmud Torah. So that already is something that we have evidence of. When we say Kriya Shema every day in davening, are we getting credit for Talmud Torah when we say Kriya Shema? Psukim Zimra. We're saying Ashrei and Hallelujahs. That's all Tehillim. Do we get credit for learning during that time? Could be not. That's Tefillah. We're using Torah as Tefillah. There's even 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say during Slichas, when we say Psukim in Slichas, in the early morning. Do I have to say Berachas HaTorah before I say Slichos? Because I'm saying Torah. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Shulchan Aruch is Siman Mem Vav. Shulchan Aruch says 2 days. Lo Yikra, unless you say Berachas HaTorah. Yesh Omrim, don't worry. Because you're saying it as, you're not saying it as Torah. So that we have the possibility. I mean, the Gemara says, though, that even if you only say Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening, you're yotzei your minimum requirement of Talmud Torah. So that sounds like it's Talmud Torah, you know, with Bidyevin on some level. But either way, that's the Beis Ephraim and a little offshoot of the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim, though, has another. Before we get to the second answer, the Rishash right here says, "Oh, I know why it's Mevatlin Talmud Torah. What happened if a Rav is giving Shir Purim afternoon or Purim morning, and all his Talmidim heard the Megillah already?" But the Rebbe didn't hear the Megillah yet. So he's going to have to stop the shir, go hear the Megillah. You know what the halacha is? He has to stop the shir, go hear the Megillah. So that's a case of Mevatlin Talmud Torah b'nei Mikra Megillah. Because he's stopping. Rebbe Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch is not so convinced of that. Because that could be Talmud Torah derabim. And on Amud Beis here, Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Talmud Torah derabim might be more chamor. It's not just Talmud Torah deyachid to be Mevatel. Okay. But the answer that's given by most, the Beis Ephraim himself, later on quotes this, and this is what Rav Asher Weiss says in his Sefer on Bukukosai, and others say, the idea, for sure, many say, and that is, of course, it's Talmud Torah. Of course, Kriyasa Megillah, Talmud Torah, it's even Talmud Torah while I'm saying it. But there's different qualities of Talmud Torah. Let's say somebody is learning on a certain level of depth, or a certain level of seriousness. But they could be learning on a deeper level of seriousness. They could be getting a deeper understanding if they would focus. Right? I'm learning, but I'm also on my phone. Right? I'm doing two things at once. So, Eino Dome, that Talmud Torah, versus if I put my phone away, and I'm not going to look at my phone for 20 minutes, I'm just going to focus on the learning. They're both learning, but one of them is much deeper. If I'm not learning as quality and as deep as I could be learning, that's called Bittul Torah. Right, even though it's learning. But if I'm not learning with the same amkus and the same quality that I can be learning, that's called Bittul Torah. So Meval and Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah is Talmud Torah. But it's not on the same level as a shir. V'efshar, says the Beis Ephraim in that same shuva later on, V'efshar, demishi ishlo leiv lasok b'mishnah, v'talmud, v'osik b'mikra, u'mevatel mi'mishnah v'talmud. This doesn't mean that you have to skip Mikra. It means if you know it all already, like the Rambam says. V'hainu tekamash lam v'mishnah. The Alva b'shiyach alasok b'gemara, she'en lecha midah gadol mizu, hozik b'mishnah, midah v'dolin. There are gemaras about this. That there's different qualities of Talmud Torah. But again, that's probably, the answer that most Achronim say. Mevalin is used in a flexible way, but it's because when you stop to do a less deep, Mikra Megillah, how deep could we, could we hear it? Could we understand it? It goes quickly. So maybe that's what Mevatlan Talmud Torah means in this context. So five different suggestions: the Maral Diskin, the Rav Asher Weiss, the Beis Ephraim, and the Rishash. And those five understandings that we have for Mikra Megillah as Talmud Torah. We'll stop here.